I was just happy the way we competed. I think we really wanted to come out from the beginning of the game with a very front foot approach and really play very aggressive hockey. I think possession-wise, I think we got better as the game went on. First period, I thought we were dribbling a little bit too much, but I think we really started making connection passes and really when we went on attack, really dangerous. Martuculo, her pressing, you know, really set up, I think, at least two goals for us tonight. And I think that, you know, moving her into the forward position where she's been more in the midfield for us has been a really good move to really help create some good offense. And just a good team, gritty win today.
Yep. What was the message at the half?
Message at the half was we needed to... we just needed to tighten up on our pressing. I thought we were giving them too much space, particularly their backs. Like, their backs just wanted to hit, you know, hard balls through us. So we had to really make sure that we got, you know, got their eyes down and put pressure on them so they couldn't just sit there and kind of almost like a quarterback, you know, in the pocket, being able to hit those long passes. So we were really trying to get pressure on their backs, change our formation a little bit. We, you know, changed who we were playing on that back four. We moved Katie to the left. We moved Wetz to the right. And I think that helped us just kind of just create more attack and kind of gave us more stability to our defense. Got to really shout out our defense, though. We gave no they did not get any penalty corners. That's really hard to do. I don't care who you're playing. It's really difficult to do. And I think our defense did a great job. Kate didn't have to make a lot of saves today, but when she did, she made some really good saves. And just again, just solid back there and really important not letting them get that second goal, because that second goal could have really created a very tight game for us.
Anderson with two goals tonight. What yep. do you say about her and how huge was that goal to have the two-goal lead heading to the fourth?
Yeah, that was huge. And I think that, again, it could have been four. You know, their one player made a great save on another drag flick. We have a lot of confidence in our corners and our execution. She's been outstanding. Our percentage, you know, we're second in the country right now. Maybe tonight we'll move us to first. We'll see. But it's just we have a lot of confidence when we get corners that we're going to score goals. I'd like to see us score more field goals. I think the style that their goalie played, really aggressive. We could have been a little bit smarter in the circle, making like an extra pass, going around her a little bit more. And, you know, the way that she played goalie, coming out hard, really disruptive. I think we could have just been a little bit more poised to get a few more field goals than we got.
How huge this win, knowing where your girls are in the standings?
Yeah, it just this was huge. You know, the conference, making the conference tournament, you have to get the invitation to go to the dance. And, you know, I think tonight really helped get that invitation for us. Don't know if it's 100%, but I'm feeling like it's maybe 90%. And I really feel that then we can really start building for the conference tournament and just continue to get better every day, every practice. And we're fairly healthy, knock on wood. But I think that, you know, really utilize the UNH game on Sunday to continue to prepare for conference play.
How do you feel going into the game on Sunday?
UNH, they're a good team. They have some outstanding players. They have a lot of speed in their front line. So I think it's a game that I'd like to have a two-win weekend. I don't think we've had a two-win weekend all season. And I would really like to see us get some momentum from today and really build on today's win and get some momentum on Sunday and then build that into going down to Lafayette on Friday. So really, you know, it's going to be a competitive match, and I really would like to see us set a high standard and keep a high standard and just play the type of hockey that we're capable of and just go to UNH on Sunday ready to compete and win a game.